The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Oh, my goodness. It is just, it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing to look at the difference the way the media covers the Biden administration as opposed to the Trump administration. In my honest question, doesn't everybody see this? Okay, you are a flaming Biden supporter and a flaming Trump hater. Don't you see the difference in the way they treated Trump and the way they treat Biden? Well, yeah, because Trump deserved it. Trump was in. The media is supposed to just report. News media, I'm talking about. News media, not entertainment media, but news media. They're supposed to just report. In 4 years of the Trump presidency, over 90%, over 90% of all coverage of Donald Trump was negative. Now, if you have any objectivity at all, any, I mean, a tiny, if you have an ounce, a half an ounce, a gram, that's smaller than an ounce, right? Of common sense, you realize there's something wrong with that picture. Even if you hated Trump, he had to do something good every once in a while, didn't he? And now, we've got the worst border crisis in American history. That is a fact. That's a fact. That's not speculation. We have the worst border crisis on our southern border in American history. The vice president has been named as the key person, the border czar, if you will. Vice President Harris is going to take care of this, I assure you. It's been almost 40 days since she was given the assignment of taking care of the border crisis. How many times has she visited the border? Zero. How many press conferences has she held to deal with the border crisis? Zero. Now, again, the difference in news media. Can you imagine if this had happened under the Trump administration and Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, had been given the job of being the border czar, and he went 40 days without visiting the border, without even holding one single press conference? Can you imagine what the media would be doing? They would be going crazy. Mr. President, when is the vice president going to go to the border? Well, you know, she's really handling this well. Okay. Vice President Harris, what are you doing about the border? Well, I've made some phone calls to some of the leaders in Central America. Really? You made phone calls? Wow. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Biden administration is handling this thing head on. There you just heard it from her own mouth. The vice president has actually made two or three phone calls. What more could we ask? It's nuts. It is. It's crazy. And then I have this story from CNN. This is from CNN. This is from Monday of this week. All right, Monday, April 26th, Dateline 5:48 p.m. Headline from CNN.com. How the U.S. went from having one of the worst COVID responses to being a global leader in vaccinations under Biden. For the last 100 days, President Joe Biden and his top advisors have mounted an urgent wartime effort to get millions of coronavirus vaccines into the arms of Americans in order to beat back a pandemic that has upended the world for the better part of a year. The implication of the whole story is Trump did nothing. Do you remember when Trump was having daily news conferences? Daily. Every single day, 7 days a week, every single day, President Trump was holding news conferences, and sometimes they would go for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, because he stood and answered every single question, including the antagonistic, mean-spirited questions by people like Jim Acosta. Beside him were Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Birx, standing beside him. And news reporters, Dr. Fauci, do you support the president? We're all a team. Dr. Birx, are you with the president in all this? Yes, I am. We're a team, and we consult daily. But Dr. Fauci, the president and I have had some disagreements, but I'm glad I'm on the team. And yes, we're going in the right direction. Yes, we are. Do you remember that? Do you remember that a vaccine was developed in record time? Never, ever done like that. The CNN piece says, it talks about some interviews they did with Biden officials. The interviews reveal how the Biden team inherited a pandemic at its zenith, with a high demand for vaccines and little supply. Now, common sense. It's time now for common sense. Why was there not enough of the vaccines? Class. Why? Yes, I see the hand in the back. Yes, you're right. The vaccines had just been developed, and the companies were producing them as fast as they could produce them. They were operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to get as many of the vaccines out as they possibly could. But they were brand new. Now, again, common sense. These companies, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, question, are they making money on these vaccines? Are they just giving them to the government, or is the government buying them? The answer, the government is buying them. So do you think that those companies are going to produce as many vaccines as they possibly can if they're getting paid for them? But CNN says the interviews reveal how the Biden team inherited a pandemic at its zenith, with a high demand for vaccines and little supply, along with no long-term plan to vaccinate millions of Americans. I'm sorry, that's a lie. The person who was in charge of this whole thing at first, when Biden was first inaugurated, said publicly, what we're doing under the Biden administration is 90% of what the Trump administration was doing. In other words, we just picked up where they left off. Oh, my goodness. And then it praises Biden for deploying active duty military. That was Trump's idea, not Biden. Do you remember that? In fact, there were a whole lot of conservatives that were up in arms. what's Trump doing getting the military involved in these vaccines? Remember that? Conservatives condemned him for that. CNN is saying that was Biden's idea. No, that was Trump's idea. Quote, when Biden came into office, the country was experiencing about 3,000 deaths and hundreds of thousands of new cases per day. Only about 15 million people were vaccinated, and there was a scarce supply of shots. To turn it around, Biden's team brought a fresh urgency and a desire to lean on the scientific experts who had been ignored so much in the previous year. Ignored? Anthony Fauci was a part of the press conferences almost every single day when this thing broke out. Now, maybe you have a short memory. I have a terrible memory, and I remember that. Anyway, it is a four-page article from CNN saying, President Biden walks on water. We saw him walk across the Potomac. He walked across the Potomac right on the water in order to hand-deliver 4 million shots. He was pulling a boat behind him as he walked across the water. He's so wonderful!
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, this is live radio, and almost daily, I have all the stories lined out that I'm going to deal with. The next story that I was going to deal with in this segment, headline, more than 400 businesses back LGBTQ Rights Act. That is the so-called Equality Act. Now, it's being promoted by the liberal left, so if it says it's the Equality Act, you know it's the Inequality Act. That's what I was going to deal with next. However, I just got an email from Catholics for Choice. Yes, here's the headline. Catholics for Choice condemns U.S. bishops for attacking President Biden on abortion. Oh, my goodness. Catholics for Choice condemns U.S. bishops for attacking President Biden on abortion. Yeah, they describe themselves as, and I quote, Catholics for Choice, which uplifts and amplifies the voices of the majority of Catholics who believe in reproductive freedom. Okay. If a majority of Catholics support abortion, Catholics got a really serious problem because life is one of the fundamental doctrines of the Catholic Church. Here is a statement released by Catholics for Choice President Jamie L. Manson. Listen to this. Let me make it a little bigger so I can read it easier. All right, here we go. Here is the statement released today by the president of Catholics for Choice. As Catholics, we believe that the central message of our faith can be found in Jesus' command to feed one another. Just stop and think right there. The central message of our faith is in Jesus' command to feed one another. That's the central message? Not heaven, hell, salvation, sin, glorifying God, honoring God, serving Jesus, being a servant of God, being made in the image of God. No. The central message of our faith can be found in Jesus' command to feed one another. Quote, because Jesus welcomed all to his table without a question or orthodoxy test, The Eucharist is the central unifying ritual of our church. It is what literally draws us into communion with one another. For the bishops to consider using the body of Christ as a weapon with which to divide the faithful and punish President Biden is reprehensible betrayal of the power of the sacraments. After 4 years of tacit complicity with Donald Trump, the most anti-life president in U.S. history, who daily profaned Catholic teachings on every issue, from immigration to the environment to capital punishment. Did you know that every single day of his presidency for 4 years, he profaned Catholic teaching? Did you know that? Well, it is glaringly hypocritical for the bishops to suddenly use their voice to condemn President Biden and other Catholic elected officials whose consciences compel them to support abortion rights. There are so many problems with that theologically, practically. President Trump was not a Catholic. The bishops of the Catholic Church are dealing with one of their own. Trump wasn't a Catholic. So the bishops are dealing with one of their own who is profaning a fundamental doctrine of the Catholic Church, the Evangelical Church, and any Christian church, and that is the sanctity of life. Oh, my goodness. Like I said, Catholics for choice is like Baptists for sprinkling, you know? Alcoholics Anonymous for happy hour. It's, oh, my goodness. Catholics for choice shapes and advances sexual and reproductive ethics that are based on justice, a commitment to a person's well-being, and affirm the capacity of all people to make moral decisions about their lives. Isn't that interesting that Catholic for Choice shapes and advances on justice, a commitment to a person's well-being, but not one word about Scripture? You see, in order to be a liberal, you have to destroy authority. You have to. And in order for Catholics for choice, they've got to destroy the Bible, their catechism, and the entire magisterium of the church. So what do they have left? Feelings. Nothing more than feelings, because that's what liberals depend upon. Not truth, not fact, not authority. Emotions and feelings. Wow.